7 after the hour as we continue celebrating Independence Day here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my family on the air. Roberta Fasanelli, who's in New York, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Ken Kessler's in San Diego. I'm on my farm in my studio in Massachusetts watching two calves being born. It's really very interesting. One of them is almost all white.
He's all white.
No, she's all white.
She's all white.
She's all white. We have dark cows here as well. I don't want you to
think. What color is she?
She's got mostly white on her body, a little bit of brown, but she's mostly white, Jennifer.
All white.
Mostly white, yes. And it's like, this is like summer camp here today. Last I was talking earlier about how we had a tribute yesterday morning on the air. You can listen to it, by the way, if you didn't hear it. Want to hear me talking about my pal Edgar, who passed away a year ago yesterday. That would be in hour number 3 of the Doug Steffen download at DougSteffen.com. Anyway, it's like camp here. My niece spent the night. Georgette and her children spent the night.
Oh, how fun. So you have a full house.
Working on, yeah, right. And Charlotte doesn't quite know what to do with all of it because she's been, it's not displaced. She just doesn't know what to do. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's people here.
I've been collecting wine bottles, beer bottles.
Uh-oh. So it was that kind of party.
Well, it wasn't for me. I was in bed at 9:30 last night. All the rest of them stayed up and talked, but I'm not the party goer. And I really kind of, I didn't feel much like partying last night. So I let everybody else use the facilities as well they did. And so now it's cleanup time.
Now you have to have hangover breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to, as soon as I get off the air, I'm getting on a tractor and getting out, and they can clean up to their heart's content. And so that's how we're celebrating the 4th of July here. The pool's open. I bring this place to the family, friends. It's here to be used. A lot of people come over, bring their kids, go jump in the pool, which is kind of cool. Then they complain because it's so warm. I like the water to be warm, so I heat it up.
Yeah, because you take a bath in it.
I jump in with a soap. I didn't last night, but I was thinking of it. But normally I'm naked. And there were too many people around. Oh, okay.
You think
you use soap in your pool. I'm just like astounded.
Why? That's what it is, soap and water. Good. Clean up that way. It's warm water. It's like being in the bathtub. It's only 26,000 gallons of being in the bathtub instead of the usual however many gallons there are. What is it, about 100 gallons go into a normal? How much water goes into the normal bathtub?
I think around 100, yes.
Is it about 100?
Yes, 60 to 100.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, this brings me around to how you are celebrating today. Is there a parade in your town? Are there fireworks, firecrackers? Fireworks? Fireworks. Is there a carnival? Is there a concert? What kind of activities are going on in your community? You can share that with us, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what do we have for celebrations and celebrants who are paying attention to what we're doing on the air live today?
Let's see. Benjamin says that I don't know if this is an event he's going to or he's just doing this himself, but he says that he's going to have a moment of silence for the 19 firefighters who lost their lives in Arizona.
Nice. It's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is appropriate.
Jay says most of the local towns have cut fireworks from their budget.
Yes, they have. Yep. Sequester money.
Sequester money.
Yeah. Ruin 4th of July celebrations. We don't have any money. All right, so what else do I need to give you? I'll give you as much time as you need, Kenny, to report on what kind of
also
good idea stuff.
Some comments about favorite patriotic songs. Pam really likes Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
Yeah, that's a good song.
And Benjamin likes America the Beautiful.
Let's see. We ought to play The Boss is Born in the USA later in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
I like any version, frankly, of God Bless America.
You like the one by What's Your Face, though, don't you?
What, the old one by Kate Smith?
God bless America.
let's see, who
that's
else?
I love Ray Charles' America the Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's a good
terrific
one.
Yeah,
good call.
Richie likes that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is open today? Or maybe better yet, what's closed today? I suppose that in terms of whether you're going to go, I have to go get some food. I don't know, maybe I got enough food now that they had the party here. It'll last me a few
leftovers,
days.
That's the best part.
Retail stores are open today. Supermarkets are open today. Restaurants are open today. Convenience stores are open today. Bars are open today. Other than that, let's see. Banks are closed. There's no mail delivery today. Most governmental offices are closed. Thanks heavens for that. Summer school started in many areas this week, but of course no school today. Why don't they just wait until next week to start summer
school? I know.
Isn't
that silly to do a couple days and then...
The libraries are closed, federal stock market, everybody knows what's closed today, right? So that's that story in a nutshell. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with Marty Green from our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He has interesting observations, if you will, on the day. And this is a day, by the way, that we all need to sort of give thanks. Think about, we've compared and contrasted earlier on our views. We all know that America is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But what doesn't get reflected upon enough is your involvement in how America works. If you don't like it, you should be celebrating the fact that you can be involved and can be as involved as you want. Look at all these special interest groups that get so much attention. Start your own special interest group. You know, call it Revolution USA, whatever you want to call it. But it's time for us to be thinking about more than just ourselves, I think. And the people who put the document together, which we celebrate today, were not thinking about themselves, I don't believe, at all. I think that they were a selfless group who could have all been shot on sight for signing the Declaration. Remember that. It wasn't just a walk in the park. Here's an interesting, I'll make it an interesting, I hope it'll be interesting, a little 2020 history quiz. Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson were on the committee to pick what became the eagle for the national seal.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin did not want the eagle as our national seal. What did he want? 888-302-3684. Shh. You can know, but do not tell. 888-302-3684. What was it that Benjamin Franklin wanted as our national seal? 888-302-3684. We meet Marty Green in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supplies, see store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas drive, price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Ken and Marty Green. My friend from WAYY, Marty and I have known each other for decades. I get a kick out of him and his enthusiasm. I wish there were more people like him who knew the radio business as well as he does, who share still our enthusiasm for being on and for running a station as well as WAYY, as an example, is run by the folks who own it. You're in northern Wisconsin. What's Lake? Is it Pokegama? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, Pokegama.
Pokegama.
And I don't know what it means. I've been trying for 20 years to find out what it means, but it's an Indian name. And it's about 50 miles north of Eau Claire, another 100 miles from Duluth, Minnesota. So we're up here on it's a beautiful, beautiful morning for the 4th of July. This city of about 2,000 is going to have a big parade and fireworks, and the fishing's been pretty good. So I've been up here with my whole family, and glad to get up early. In fact, I'm out on my dock, Doug, because everybody else in the cabin is still sleeping.
I know. I was just talking about, you heard me talking about this being a camp here on the farm. The house is full of people, and they're all still asleep. For even though I've been making all this noise for 4 hours, they still are all asleep. And one of the things, the most romantic thing about being in a place like that in the summertime, we can all remember, I hope we can all remember when we were kids, I used to go up to Bristol Lake in Newfound, New Hampshire, and have the same experience. The water was wonderful, was fun on the lake, waking up early. I've never been much for vacations or time off, but I will tell you, I do romanticize a lot about going to a place like you've described. Now, I'm hoping that the people from WAYY can hear us, or can you get the signal? I'm triangulating. I can be heard in Duluth, and I can be heard in Eau Claire. Can we be heard on Lake Pokegama, Pokamiga, whatever it is?
Yeah, you can be heard here. And you know what's different about being up on lakes like this now? Like I said, I have a whole about 12 people up here in our cabin. Everybody's got an iPhone and an iPad, and I've even seen people out on the lake fishing with an iPhone.
It's ridiculous.
It was.
Yeah. Isn't it ridiculous? My God. Well, we're not hearing you well, so I'm going to wish you well for the 4th of July, and I hope that you have a good, safe day. Enjoy that wonderful water. I can just picture you up there on that lake. It just is a great frame of reference. I can and envy you.
An eagle just flew over.
Yep.
So that's how beautiful it is. An eagle just flew over. So.
All right, so that's a great lead-in to us figuring out what the answer is to the 2020 News Quiz question. Marty, happy Independence Day. Thanks for spending a little time with us here. Marty Green from WAYY in Wisconsin, enjoying what hopefully a lot of you are doing at this very moment. So I asked the question about whether, what in terms of our national symbol, what Mr. Franklin wanted us. John's listening in Alton, New Hampshire. Some great water up there, John, right?
Absolutely. Up on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yep, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One of those New Hampshire lakes. There are some great ones. Newfound Lake is another one I was talking about. All right, so what did Franklin want as our symbol?
I believe that Franklin wanted the turkey as our national symbol.
Jesse is in Cody, Wyoming. You agree or disagree with John, Jesse?
I agree with John.
You agree with John. All right, so you both have done your homework. Or did you just both know that?
I learned it, I don't know, I'm 60 and I learned it about 30 years ago.
All right, well, so you learned
it. Good for
you. And it'll do you well. I'm going to give you both a nice Independence Day prize. Thank you for being here on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's not salt and pepper, is it, Jennifer?
This is not salt and pepper. I
not
don't
salt
think.
And pepper. No. No, I think so. Either. All right, let's get to 24 after the hour. A video of the day today at DougStephan.com, which presents the Muppets. In fact, Sam the Eagle presents the Muppets performing "Stars and Stripes Forever" as only the Muppets can. The audio is great, but you know you have to go see it at DougStephan.com. So here's the audio from our video of the day, the Muppets and Stars and Stripes Forever.
Greetings. Today, I, Sam the American Eagle, am here to offer you something never before seen on the internet. Culture, morality, and patriotism. You may proceed.
Who doesn't love the Muppet?
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Wait a minute, I memorized this part. Oh, yes, and keep the world safe from weirdos. Have brought forth it. Never mind.
Good heavens.
Love it.
All right. The Muppets performing "Stars and Stripes." Check it out at DougStephan.com. You don't have to go to DougStephan.com to have the boss. Wherever Roberta is, the boss is as well. Perhaps one of the preeminent fans of Bruce Springsteen in our country. Roberta goes to...
He follows her now.
20
yes, exactly.
concerts a year. And when we think about Independence Day, thinking about Born in the USA from the boss, I think is very appropriate. So let's spend a moment or two thinking about how fortunate it is to be born here.
Born in the USA.
You just see the veins popping out of his throat as he's singing this.
The irony of the song,
yeah.
Doug,
yes,
is that this song actually, if you listen to the lyrics,
is not about, yeah.
It's a song against the Vietnam War and against the mistreatment of veterans who came back from the
Well,
Vietnam
I think that's
War.
Very appropriate to be discussing because this country was abysmal. We ought to have been ashamed of ourselves for being involved in Vietnam in the first place, and more ashamed of ourselves the way that the soldiers, tens of thousands of them, were treated or disregarded, more importantly, as the war drew to a close. The angry American should have focused his or her attention at LBJ and Bill Moyes and McNamara for screwing the country over, screwing Vietnam up, but we didn't. We misplaced the anger. They're just doing what we ask them
exactly.
to. That's always the case with soldiers who volunteer or go. In that case, that war was not a volunteer war. That was a subscription war, conscription war, and it was that made it even less popular because most people knew we had no business being there, as has been the case with most of the things that we've been involved in from that point to this. We had no business being involved. So something else to think about as we celebrate our liberty and freedom and are patriotic today at 28 past the hour. This is the Independence Day Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Terrence Stamp, Vanessa Redgrave, and A Song of Love. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And I see your true colors shining through. See your true
Redgrave leads a choir of retiree singers and serenades her grumpy husband, played by Terrence Stamp, in Unfinished Song, a heartwarming new film about longtime love and the courage it takes to find a new direction at any age. Our own Meg Grant sat down with Terrence Stamp to talk about the movie, in which the veteran star finally gets to sing on screen.
What attracted you to the role of Arthur in An Unfinished Song?
In my youth, I had turned down the great Josh Logan, who had wanted me to play the king in Camelot.
Oh.
And I turned it down because I was frightened that I wouldn't be able to sing that score. And I've always regretted it. It's just the one thing in my career that I thought, I often think about it, how wonderful it would have been now to have been in that movie, you know. And then when I heard they cast Vanessa, who played Guinevere in Camelot.
Oh.
And she's married to this character who's called Arthur.
Right.
And I have to sing. I felt that the universe was giving me a second chance.
Would you like to sing? What do you know?
Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl who walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her I love her?
Unfinished Song, starring Terrence Stamp and Vanessa Redgrave, is in theaters now. I'm Bill Newcott.
You've got a good voice, Arthur.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Hour, Doug's Good Day program. In a few minutes, Dr. Joy Brown is going to visit with us and try to help you crown your day with success, even though your day is just beginning. For many of you, some of you will be listening to this toward the latter part of the day. It just kind of depends on how you decide to use us. The story today at DougStephan.com. You may have been nosing around. This group has found that the caramel coloring used in Pepsi Cola still contains a worrisome level of carcinogens. And I'm not sure I understand how that happens with caramel.
Caramel coloring.
Color, though.
Why would that have carcinogens usually associated with something that's burnt?
Well, they say in the cooking process,
it changes the composition of it.
Well, that happens. You know, it's very interesting that this comes to the surface. You can see the story about this, by the way, posted at DougStephan.com. Very interesting as to how someone looks and focuses on the narrow side of this particular product that has methyl limazole or whatever the hell it is.
If you can't pronounce it, don't eat or drink it.
Right, but you know what? When you put things into the microwave, it does all of this.
It changes the molecular structure.
It changes
the
molecular structure. Right? Yep. It makes things either invaluable.
Invaluable is good, actually.
You like worthless. Okay, well, yeah, thank you, Kenny. Right. Worthless. The food becomes garbage at best, and at worst, it does change the molecular structure, kind of interferes with your body's ability to absorb these things. So, and this is something that has been kept for whatever the reason, well, I guess the reason is they want to sell more microwave ovens. Now, this has been a great American secret. And even when I bring it up, people say, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. You choose to use a microwave because it's quick. And everybody wants quick. Well, quick doesn't work for you in this circumstance. It is bad. So, and sort of underscoring that these environmental groups are that interested, one wonders why they don't go after. This is the Center for Environmental Health that's doing the testing. So why aren't you all over what goes on in the lives and the bodies of those people who are using microwaves? You know, I love it when people put, for example, green beans. I don't have one of them in my house. I won't have one in the house. But I've been to a house recently where there are green beans being cooked. And they put the green beans out of
lecture,
the freezer.
Did you?
What?
Did you lecture?
No, I just said, no thanks, I don't want to eat them because you ruined them.
Ooh. Oh, Doug.
What do you know, Doug?
How often do you get invited out for dinner?
Not much.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I don't care to get invited out. Frankly, yeah.
You
I'm happy
up.
To live here as a hermit. What the heck? Anyway, you get my point. Let's we'll talk to Joy about that in a moment.
Among others. How to insult people kindly.
Yeah.
Let's ask her that.
That's a good accent. That's a good idea. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a moment. If you could have a bright white smile in just 5 minutes, you'd do it, right? Here's an opportunity for those of you who think the world is asleep today. Dial this number, 800-865-7602. That's the number for you to order for you and your family power swabs. Power swabs, the clinically proven element to whiten your teeth. 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. I put a little more on mine last night to whiten them up, and you can really tell the difference. I don't even have yellow teeth because I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't do coffee or once in a while a little tea. But those of you who have really bad, dark, yellow teeth, this is your way to a new mouth. It can't possibly harm you because it's made from an all-natural coconut oil concoction. And it really works not only on regular teeth whitening, but it also is on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. It'll work on everything. Clinically proven to whiten your teeth quickly and safely. Power swabs, risk-free, available now at 800-865-7602. Save money. Go direct to the manufacturer. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll be taken well care of well, I guess, depending on whether you're speaking like Yoda or you're speaking like any other normal person.
Take care well of you, we will.
Yes, we will. All right. The family that swabs together stays together. Remember that. 800-865-7602. And ask them about power swab sticks. The sticks that you use to keep your teeth whitened and bright. It's just really a cool concoction all the way around that really works. Whiten your teeth. The solution to the problem of ugly yellow teeth are power swabs. 800-865-7602.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new and more. Plus, sport doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply, see store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas drive, price higher, optional, pedestal sold separately.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Tech Seven's Good Day program, 17, actually 18 before the hour. John McCain has gone to Afghanistan. Why?
Maybe he'd like to stay.
Yeah. No, I just find
respect
it,
John McCain. I
do too. I like him, but enough already.
Go.
Yeah, it just it doesn't retire. Make any sense for him running around like he is under the circumstances. All right, here's somebody who doesn't run around. She's True Blue and here to help you. How about that for a rhyme?
Wow.
You like that, Joy?
Wow.
True Blue.
And red, white, and blue?
Here to help you. I hope so. Doctor, say it again, Doug. Doctor. Dr. Joy Brown joins us on Good Day for conversation. I was being abused by my fellow staff members on the air here.
Because you were mean to somebody.
No, we were talking about going to someone's house for dinner.
Right.
And I was all about the business of microwaves and how bad they are for you. And this person, she's serving her family. It was kind of a casual thing. And so they cook their green beans in the microwave. And I said, right. Do you realize how bad that is for...
Why do you think it's bad for them?
Well, I know that it's bad for them because the studies under any number of conditions show that the molecular structure of food is changed by putting them in the presence of laser beams, which is basically what a microwave is.
Well,
microwave.
Molecular structure of food is changed when you cook it.
Molecular? No, it's not changed.
Yeah,
the molecular structure is enhanced, but not changed, other than,
enhanced,
let's say, water goes to... How so?
No, they're changed. And any heat or cold or anything changes the molecular structure. That's why meat gets tenderized and changes color. I mean, the issue with microwaves used to be that they weren't very well shielded,
mm-hmm.
But they're now shielded.
Yes.
Listen to what he said, though. So I said, I bet you didn't eat the green beans. Did you say something? Did you give them a lecture? And you said, Dougie, what?
I didn't say I gave him a lecture. I just said, no, I don't care for any green beans, thanks.
But you didn't say that. You said, because you ruined them. Not just no thank you, I don't care for any green beans. You said, I don't want any of your green beans. You ruined them. Right?
Yes, I will tell you a quick story.
Yes, sir.
My daughter at one point was having lunch with someone, and I went over there, and you could cut the tension with a knife. And I said, what happened?
This is a boyfriend or something?
No, this is when she was very young.
Ah,
she was about six.
Yeah.
And I said, what's going on? And she said, Rosie's mom fed me a bologna sandwich on white bread. And I could feel the cringe coming in. And I said, what happened? She said, I told her it was poison. I wasn't going to eat it. Because we don't eat bologna and white bread. And I said, honey, look, you never have to eat anything at anybody's house, but you can never comment on anything anybody else is eating, ever.
Right.
Doug, you may not like green beans that have been nuked. All you have to do is say thank you, put two on your plate, don't eat them, and shut up.
Exactly.
Really?
This sounds like I don't like green beans.
I don't care for them.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Put two on your plate.
I feel like I'm all alone. Kenny, you want to stick up for me on this or not?
No,
I'm
Kenny,
sorry, I'm with the ladies on this one.
Anyway. Move away from the Dougster.
Okay, very cute. That's fine. Help yourself. I was actually trying to not necessarily... We use that as an example of antisocial behavior, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
Well, no, it's not antisocial. It's just, with all due respect, it's just not very polite.
What do you mean, with all due respect? That's a catch-all for basically calling me a dummix.
It means you're insulting him.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just saying, well, but I didn't say you were a rude idiot. I didn't say that. I just said, look, first of all, you never comment on something somebody else is eating.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. because it's, you know, you certainly can, you don't have to eat it, you don't have to approve of it, but you don't, you know, between sort of hurting somebody's feelings and, you know, and feeling that you have to stand up for the rights of the downtrodden is silence, and that's okay to just sort of sometimes smile sweetly and do nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's the polite thing to do. Yeah. I don't think I'm impolite. I just sometimes say what's on my mind, and it's not meant to, what does Richie call it?
You're not filtering.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well,
Tourette's.
But, if somebody came to your house, if you invited me for the 4th of July and barbecued,
right.
And I said, did you know barbecuing is carcinogenic?
Right, I wouldn't barbecue because I know it's carcinogenic.
Well, okay,
so
but let's say you cook something that I found objectionable, that it was genetically modified or that
I wouldn't do that either.
Moral. Well, but follow along with me here.
I'm playing along. Yes, go ahead. I'm just trying to get it.
I should try.
I'll give you one ice cream.
You were
Joy.
Trying to do something nice for me, and the least I could do is be polite. That's all it requires. That's the grief of human kindness.
Yes, Jennifer would like to suggest that
ice cream would have been a good example.
If
Doug
I were giving you
ice cream,
ice cream very good for you, actually.
Mm.
Good
not
ice cream.
Me.
It's good for you.
No.
Yeah, it's good.
Too high in fat, too high in calories, too high in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But if I said that, all I have to do is say, gee, thank you, or no thanks. But sort of going through a whole diatribe about why I disagree with your perceptions about ice cream is kind of inappropriate.
Yeah, so you wouldn't say your ice cream sucks, in other words.
I wouldn't say, look, giving somebody, or juice. Yeah. Juice is a great example because lots of people will give you orange juice. Orange juice is straight calories. It has the same number of calories as a Coke and about the same food value. It's awful for you.
855-99-DR-JOY for her being on the air later on today. You can attack her and stick up for me if you'd like later.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change a policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new Exxon Mobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your Exxon Mobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to Price History for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas drive price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Thank you.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This movie, The Jazz Singer, number one movie during this week in 1980, America, sung by Neil Diamond. Pretty appropriate for our celebration on Independence Day. And what would an Independence Day celebration be without some time with Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on Good Day? We have a contest, as usual, and a new movie that applies to some of the words being used today and also some of the words that the NSA is tracking. So put them together, and what do you have? You'll put it together and see if you can figure it out. And call us at 888-302-3684. Chucker has some movie news. Did you tell us that Christian Bale had said he's not going to do Batman anymore? Was that news?
Well, it was an I guess he gave an interview to a magazine 2 days ago, and they asked him that question, and he said that he has not been notified if anybody would want him to be Batman in a Justice League movie, and he appears that he'd rather pass the mantle on to a new actor. But the fact of the matter is, nobody knows the answer to that question yet, because if Warner Brothers pulls out a blank check and says, Christian Bale, we want you to be Batman opposite Henry Cavill as the new Superman, and a Justice League movie in 2 years, I have to believe he's going to take the check. So I don't think that story is really...
So he would be that important to the franchise to appear in the movie. He's that important to...
I have to believe he would be, my opinion. I mean, yes, they could recast a new Batman for a Justice League movie, but it would be a lot more potent and powerful to genre fans if he teamed up with the new Superman to do that film. We just have so much more energy to it.
All right. Imagine what a different world it would be if they all worked together toward the greater good of Hollywood. Right, Chucker?
I agree. I mean, listen, Johnny Depp's taking one big paycheck after another life in Christian Bale.
Right, and doing a lousy
job in that.
On the, how much they pay him to do the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, he's got to be getting a minimum of $20 million plus percentage.
Yeah, there ain't going to be much percentage on this if it keeps going the way it's going. Meanwhile, well, I might do well overseas. Here's today's contest involving the number one movie during this week 13 years ago in 2000. Here's the first audio clue.
May I sit with you?
That's a free country, or at least it will be.
All right, 888-302-3684. Not great audio. Maybe you recognize the first voice. Let's see if we can make it more clear with the next clip.
Would you tell me, please, Mr. Howard, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away?
All right, that pretty much helps, I think. There, you got it now, Tucker?
No, I'm not sure.
Really?
Sounds familiar.
Anybody else got it? Do you think you got it?
No.
You know the actor anyway, right?
The actor I know, yes.
All right, well, think about today and the movie that he was
10 years ago.
Yeah, 13 years ago. Last clue.
This war will be fought not on the frontier or on some distant battlefield, but amongst us. I will not fight. I will not cast a vote that will send others to fight in my stead.
This was kind of like he did another movie about a period that was 1,000 years before this, and it was pretty much the same movie, but just different uniforms, right, Chucker? In a sense.
Yes, I like both of them. I like this story. I like that
both
film.
Horribly violent, awful violence. Ugh. 888-302-3684. All right, you got 60 seconds to figure it out. Chucker brings us some more movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Hi, Chuck. Movie news. What's there?
All right, Doug. It does appear that the very bad reviews of Lone Ranger has hurt the box office. Film did $15 million on Wednesday, which puts it on pace to do around $60 million in its first 5 days on the very low expectations of what Disney was expected. Some other movie news in general, Doug. DreamWorks of Steven Spielberg reportedly having the rights to John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath and plan on doing a remake of the John Ford classic 1940 adoption, which starred Henry Fonda. Huh. I'm curious if they're going to set it back in that time, in the Great Depression, or do it in the modern-day era. One other bit of news. Back to the Future, Doug, hit theaters 28 years ago yesterday, July 3rd, 1985. Hmm. Very few summer films have had the charm and imagination of that movie. And I have to be honest, I'm very surprised they never have rebooted that franchise.
Bring it back again. All right. So nobody has the right answer on the phone. You have a guess, Roberta, as to what the name of the movie was in question?
No idea.
But Jennifer, you?
Was it The Patriot?
It was, in fact.
Oh,
number one movie this week in 2000 was The Patriot. And so we have that under our belt. Thursday, July 4th, Happy Independence Day from the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.